Welcome to the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast and our chaotic new episode of our Apocalypse World game, Frozen City. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the podcast, please be advised that it contains adult themes, coarse language, and a great deal of box wine consumption. If you find this offensive, please tune out now. And with that, strap on your tinfoil hats for Miracle Makers of the Frozen City.
You have decided to raid the shingles. What do you do?
Well, they're already mollified.
You're pretty sure they're fairly sleepy. You have a limited time frame to do this. What do you do?
I tell you where the best stuff is. This stuff that I need, like, it's in order to build you a place to live so
is
you can help
one
me
particular
out.
Sort
like,
of
there's this whole collection of sheet metal, like corrugated iron, that I really want. Because, you know, and
there's even some aircraft hangar pieces, which is
oh my god. Ah, solid stuff.
Can you imagine?
Oh my god, there's this one that's painted purple.
And I mean, I don't have to shape it or build any girders for it, and that would just be fucking beautiful.
Yeah, so if I'm going to build you this place,
so
this is the stuff we need.
Essentially what you're doing is stealing a shanty town to build another shanty town.
Yeah, but like where we want
it. Already basically fucked out of their minds, so let's go now while we have the option.
Okay, so I don't go outside. But I have some really cool stuff for your people.
Do you have
use.
Some maps?
Better, she has.
None of that.
Comm units.
Ooh, yeah.
You have about three walkie-talkies in your collection.
Cool.
You can
work
with that. So obviously, I'm going to have one.
Two of them have the same thing.
You'll have one, I'll have one, and then you can choose a team leader for your other...
Props sting.
Yeah. You're reliable!
Stingray is still a bit young. I need a more experienced member of my team for this.
But I'm reliable!
He's
I can do it!
But he's young. I still want my right man, my right hand man, Ruby.
Ruby!
Is someone.
Is Ruby a man?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
He's a manly man.
And
he
is a brick wall.
And he's
and
really
he is,
sensitive about his name, okay?
And he is unflappable. He will give you shit to no end if you bring up his name, but besides that,
bring up
he
his
is
name.
A boss. Yeah,
do it.
Hey, what's the plan, leader?
So...
You said my name.
I can hear your voice through this mystical box implement. What do we do?
So you're going to stay
So I'm
going
to stay here because I know what you want and where you need to go, but...
We're going to set up another safe space halfway between your warehouse and the shingles.
Is that where we're going to build your thing?
No, I would suggest building the...
No, but we're going to have another safe space outside.
Okay, like a go-between.
So that I don't go into the line of fire.
Mm. Yeah.
The others go into the line of fire. I'm their first sort of safe space to get to, and then I accompany them to the new location of
said
our
said
settlement.
New housing. Cool.
Yes. So that's the three walkie-talkies.
Yeah, cool.
Have you already told me where the location is going to be that we're going
no,
to...
No, I'm going to describe it as you go, because I still don't trust you. Not completely. I mean,
okay,
I'm still,
fair enough,
like...
Fair enough.
The hydroponic sex was a little bit weird.
Yeah, like I was standing outside with that, like, murky plastic.
Oh, you
just kind of like...
What's going on in there?
I'm going to be over here with my junk, you know?
Also resetting
your
all...
junk or your junk?
Bit of both. Also, you had to reset all those traps they set off.
Oh, yeah,
quick.
There was so much booby trap resetting.
Before it blew up the entire compound.
So many boobies.
Okay, so
you
go
we
outside.
Head out.
So much traps.
We set up safe base. We set up
such
safe base.
Much
Bravo.
Boobies.
The train has come open.
Oh, it does it all the time.
Is.
It's a caravan.
We set up safe base Bravo. You're safe base Alpha, obviously.
Okay, cool.
So safe base Bravo.
Yeah, you
is set
all
up.
Sort of gather at
that's,
a point
that's
on the
me.
Streets,
so
yeah.
I send
close
you to
the shingles.
So I
not...
send you to a place that I think, you know, I use it as a sort of when I go out scavenging. It's like that my go between. I store
okay.
stuff there and then I bring back the stuff
there's
I'm going to use
bulk,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, I got to carry stuff alone.
What's the name of your scene?
My scene. Oh, we don't
have
a name.
Yeah.
Do we need a name?
Do you want one?
You need a name.
Oh, shit. Well, we have
Birdie
a lot of
sex. He wants me to name everything. He keeps asking
we
for
have
the
a
name
lot
of my
sex.
Kids Club.
Something
the cool
about
kids club.
Something about a nest, maybe? Sort of keeping with
Birdie
the bird
and the
thing.
Love nest.
Yes! Oh my gosh, you're a 50s Motown
too.
Group.
That's
I feel that.
Too early,
yeah, what's the birdies? Just the birdies.
The birds.
The birds, yeah. No,
they're
Birdie
the ones
the
who originally who did the best version of
Birdie
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Birdie and the Blowfish.
You guys know my vote. It's the Mighty Ducks.
Dude, with the Mighty Ducks. No, we watched it this morning, so he's got it on the brain.
Fair enough.
What if we're simply called the band?
Yeah. The band. Oh, like the band.
Like the band.
Cool.
Oh, they are the
we're
band.
The band.
They're
well.
The band.
They're the band.
Cool,
so the band sets up Team Bravo.
Safe place Bravo.
Safe place Bravo.
Safe place Bravo.
I'm feeling safe right now.
Yeah, so...
This is a safe space, man. Safe space.
Just
are we
going to
go kill people now?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to
we
go kill
people
now.
People,
so can I have given them some things that they can shoot people with? Because they're on roofs. So
assuming
that's quite
they
high
had
up.
Weapons.
Yeah, but like I build
we don't,
stuff.
We're not conventional, so can we have shit like
bows, arrows?
Can I make
like,
you a crossbow?
Yes.
Can I make her a crossbow?
Guns, you know,
you have a crossbow.
Yeah, great. She's got a crossbow. Yay.
Cool. All
right.
Should be like the band. Should be like the Lost Boys, and they've got like slingshots and.
No. We need to establish.
Yeah,
is this the Lost Boys, Peter Pan, or the Lost Boys, the 80s vampire movie?
We're talking about the Lost Boys.
There's
an 80s
vampire
movie?
Yeah,
it's got
a
movie.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh we're God, talking, we're not talking the vampire group.
Oh.
I was more thinking the Lost Boys...
The
Hook.
Peter Pan, yeah.
Hook, specifically, because this
Hook.
Is...
Rufio.
This is
Hook. Actually, that's
Rufio.
Not far off the Lost Boys, like, in terms of look.
Yeah.
Pan the Man!
Anyway, yeah. Away from movie references, possibly.
And never,
made
never.
Movie references.
I know.
All right, so... You burst out to Safe Base Bravo, and as you are coordinating this through the walkie-talkie, a sort of figure staggers in with entirely shredded clothing, and the door closes behind her.
She just walks in?
She staggers in
to
after everyone
base
else
alpha
leaves.
Or
yeah,
safe
just
Base
Alpha? Safe Base Alpha.
Ooh, alpha!
You missed her. Anyway.
Who's October's coming to Safe...
Because it's cold with your clothing all shredded.
Yeah, but like...
Anyway.
We have a whole knocking
cold,
ritual,
obviously.
Man.
We'll come back to that.
In, yeah.
So, you are attempting to raid the shingles. You have a crossbow. Your followers have numerous contact mirrors and makeup kits and a couple of bottles of booze and some shrooms. What's the plan? How are you going to steal all their sheet metal?
All of the
they
shingles
are
pretty well sort of chilled.
Yep.
Can we just go in and take the shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can try while they're all in that sort of chilled out state.
Do
it
like
will be an act-
style, as quiet as possible, but quick and efficient.
Alright. Are you leading from the front, or are you just commanding people to work on your behalf?
I'm staying safe.
Alright, you're staying
so
safe.
So, I've put Ruby in charge of the actual bandits.
It's alright, boss.
So
I think we can steal all of the sheep.
Essentially,
metal.
They're setting up a, well, not an assembly line, but like,
pass
the bucket kind
line,
of thing.
Alright, so.
So they're just sort of shuffling all of the sheet metal they can get their hands on into Safe Base Bravo. And once it's there, then we'll get back in touch with Lemma, and then we'll move it on to where she wants us to take it.
Alright, so, because they're your followers, though, I'll ask you to roll cool to see how it goes. It's an acting under fire against arising the attention of the shingles.
Okay.
That's
it
four
goes bad,
in
like.
Total.
Wait,
all right.
Cool, and then I... Is this the...
What is
plus one?
Four,
five?
Yeah, so five in total.
Yeah,
so that's still
screwed.
Yeah, you need to get seven or higher for something good to happen.
You're screwed, basically.
What are you
until...
They're sneaking into the...
It's getting
hopefully we're
going to
get there in the car by the end of the night.
We're heading towards you.
We're getting to that.
We might actually
moment.
End up all in the same place.
Yeah. Do you have any interest in actually helping us?
Good.
You have no idea who I am.
I've had run-ins with the shingles before.
He's
yeah.
not a fan.
I don't like.
So you want to
the
help
enemy
anyone
of my enemy is my friend.
As far as we know, no one except for Pedro has had any run-ins with your group, negative or positive. You can figure that out later.
All right. So anyway, so. Yeah, you sort of direct them, and they do get that little sort of chain gang sorted. They start passing materials down the street together. And yeah, right, you know, sort of, he shuffles out of the mist.
Who's he?
What was his name?
Lem?
Not Lem, Ruby. 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 Like, he sort of towers over and is like, it's all right, boss. I think we have everything under control. At which point his throat sort of explodes in blood as someone slits it.
Not my right hand man, Jim!
And they would throw him out of the way if they weren't so terribly short. But a very, very
Did
short
Did they just,
man,
like, kick his legs out from under him?
Sort of kicks his legs out from under him. And the guy has a pot belly and an extremely low center of gravity and an insect-themed tattoo.
Can I grab my
bumps.
Crossbow and shoot him right
up
between
bumps.
The eyes?
Yeah, in a moment. It's like... and you through the mist is revealed
Lem, are you?
Lem, the leader of the shingles, and he says, we don't like people stealing our shit. Guys, kill them all. At which point the shingles begin to emerge from...
You've got a crossbow, you don't need to bite him.
I said, fight. That's an
app,
honey.
Okay, fight him.
Yeah,
I'll strap my teeth to this arrow and shoot it at you.
You may seize by force.
I just liked the idea that your first choice was, I'm going to bite you.
You may seize by force, Bromley. But yeah, so he gestures and the shingles begin to appear out of the mist.
So he's being lazy about the attack. So you can just...
8. Minus 1 makes 7, so you are still in the game. Where is the move sheet? It's
the
over
moves.
Here.
Move sheet is under the middle.
It's a moving machine.
Now, what I assume you're attempting to seize is Lem's life for having murdered your buddy Ruby.
Lem's a good guy, really.
No,
you make bad choices.
Two of these.
Because
Lem is
choices.
A dangerous individual. It's considered that you're both fighting.
You are
fighting.
Currently half naked
so
in my workshop.
He has
a
three arm big
you
knife.
Even get in here? I don't
so
understand.
You have
she doesn't
four
know the
to choose
ritual.
From. You get to choose two of those.
You're
definite hole in this case is his life.
Yeah,
little harm, you make much harm, or you terrify your
I
enemy.
Don't even know anymore.
We'll work something out.
This is a great game.
I'm going to terrify my enemy.
All right.
Because sometimes having a reputation is even more important.
Mm-hmm. So you get one thing?
She gets two.
Two.
So
I have terrified my enemy, and I have suffered little harm.
All right.
So he's...
Yeah, in the final sort of arrangement, you do shoot Lem in the face with a crossbow. Now, I say that's the final arrangement, because he's already sunk a knife into your stomach. So you suffer two harm. You mark off these two segments. So he says, kill them all, at which point he immediately shoves the knife through
what do you
your...
mean, the two big ones?
Two big ones.
The first two big ones,
yeah.
Because
where's the start?
So,
is it
yeah? So it's
zero,
a clock
from 12. It's a clock, yeah.
So 12 to 6.
Yeah.
Is...
So he shoves that knife in through your vestments,
not too
messing
deep,
up the lace. Something
it, hopefully,
fierce.
Later.
And you immediately fire the crossbow. It sort of shimmies up through the roof of his mouth and out the top of his.
Can
head.
Can he be paralyzed for life but still alive?
I don't know how long he's going to live.
Oh my god! The look of glee on your face is full on terrifying.
Yeah. So yeah, you like.
Can he be Christopher Walken in How to Die in Denver?
So yes, you fire a crossbow bolt up into his brain, and you step over him, dripping blood.
Loving individual.
Okay.
You say that as you step forward over the corpse.
And Bronwyn, you step over him, dripping blood, with a hunting knife still embedded in your torso. Is there
this
anything
is
you want to say?
Yeah, there is something she wants to say. Yeah, do it. There is something she wants to say. She
is there anything
said,
you
she said
say?
I am a kind and loving individual.
Perfect. and the assembled shingles sort of... there's a vague and terrified moan as they sort of bound back into cover and start,
What's that place for?
Like, they're not fighting, but they're pelting y'all with rocks. So
I can tell what kind of rocks they're fighting with.
I don't doubt you, Kevin. you're amazing that way.
Okay, great.
All right, so, Murdermobile.
Being pushed by two thugs.
Yeah, you are
driven by a marmot.
You're not a thug. You just carry
She's
lots
a
of
badass.
Guns.
The music is playing. It is being
left.
Entirely performed by you while you're playing.
Right. As you are heading towards the workshop, a gang of about five shingles boys runs across the road ahead of you. They were armed to the teeth. What do you do?
Shoot them.
You fucking die.
What? Do you just
double bust?
Snake eyes.
You just go, and spontaneously combust in the scene. Fuck's sake.
So, okay.
So shooting didn't work.
It's alright, guys.
Did the gun backfire?
It's alright, guys. I'm gonna shoot him, he says, and pulls out his gun and fires it straight into the engine block, which is full of flammable chip oil.
And you give not be.
To which Barbariana says, and then just shoves the car bodily away from towards
the marmot takes, two harm. And is screaming and on fire in the back seat.
In the back seat?
He leaps into the back seat away from the fire.
Yeah.
You would too.
You're still in the burning car.
So the car's on fire.
It's now rolling because.
And it's got a radioactive bomb in the back.
They're heading towards your shop.
Oh,
and
goody.
They're pushing the burning radioactive car away from them. Barbariana and Dent, what do you do?
Well,
this is not.
Shoved the car.
Just leave it. It's coming up.
Shoved the car towards the shingles. Because
you shove the car towards the shingles.
So
can I rip the door off and grab Ratman out?
You can try and grab Ratman, that's an acting under fire. Or you can just let him go. It's inevitable.
Try and grab him out. No.
Okay.
Three. Didn't
work.
All
right. Three plus acting under fire is four.
Plus ones are four.
Four.
It's all right. Still not a
so
move.
We have a tragic moment of as the car it's on. You've hit a downhill point. The car begins to roll into the mess that is the shingles, and these other guys who you kind of recognize as a bunch of local weirdos who eat a lot of mushrooms and just sort of sit in circles. The shingles seem to have them on the run, but there's this one with a crossbow gouting blood who looks fucking horrifying.
That's me.
The car begins to roll down the hill, and you sort of jam your arm in the window into the fire, and you don't care that it's burning. Norman says, hey man, the flesh, it doesn't mean that much. Look, I mean, so much of us, we're just not really here.
Yes.
This is an interesting one. You sort of grab towards Pedro, but the car is picking up speed and he sort of zips ahead of you. What is Norman protecting you from in the psychic maelstrom? If you were to open your mind without Norman, what would you see?
Oh, I got the HUD, so I got a thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that was not a very effective HUD, but well done.
I rolled it. It was a terrible HUD, but I rolled
it. It was Snake Eyes, and that's the most
it
entertaining option.
It could not have been
worse.
Thank you.
So what is Norman protecting you from, then?
In the psychic maelstrom.
Yeah, we mentioned that Norman was blocking it out. What is he protecting you from?
What have you been open to psychically that led you to put on a mask?
I can't think of anything traumatic. I can only think of, giant pyramids of meat.
That would be traumatic if you were vegan.
Which is basically Dent's lifestyle up to this point.
In this landscape, what is genuinely traumatic? Because you've lived through a whole lot that seems to have not affected you.
He was a gang leader that
him just
murdered differently.
Okay.
Now that we established that, when I ran from the gang, it was because I thought it was over kind of thing and I was on the ropes.
Yep.
Powerlessness?
I guess,
that's
yeah.
A big in.
Yeah, that to a degree. And that's why Norman made me ready.
Mm-hmm. That's a biggie, yeah. So,
yeah.
So what you're seeing is like the city magnified 1,000 times, so you feel like an ant?
My meat such as crumbles.
Alright, crumbling, yeah. Big holes in reality, yeah, the whole thing's falling apart. Yeah. I can see that working.
Mm.
Alright, yeah, so.
That's you.
Can I get a no, Ratman, no?
No, Ratman! No!
So, yeah, you sort of jam your arm into the window as the car rolls away. But yeah, it's going too fast, it's too heavy, you can't catch it, the car keeps rolling down the hill with Ratman inside and on fire. And
Pedro!
You see a thunk over a speed bump, and you see that crack appear. Like that crack that you don't quite remember, but the maelstrom beginning to peek through. Open your mind. Alright, that's a 12. That's a good opening your mind.
What's his character?
He's the faceless. He wears a mask.
So that's
hence yeah. The character is a killing machine, but they've dissociated into a mask because of some sort of trauma. So, yeah. Alright, so yeah. Like, the crack appears, and it spreads, and you realize it's not a crack, but a web. And that web connects you to the mask on Barbariana's belt. It connects you to the mask that was on Nosferatu, and I imagine is now sitting on a mannequin in your theater.
Mm-hmm.
And all the masks in your theater.
He has a theater. Cool.
Yeah, he lives in an abandoned movie theater. But, and the web begins to spread. And you see Kronos tinkering away in her workshop. You see the Phantom ever away from you.
Hmm.
And you see Gaia watching over the whole thing, and you realize that you're all the same. And you're all connected. And no matter what mask you put on, you're stuck together no matter what you do.
Hmm. Revelation.
No, how does this hurt?
So, Ratman, you're tumbling down the hill in a pile of flames. What do you do?
Curse this frail inevitability.
Barbariana, you watch him try to grab Ratman out of the burning car, but the burning car is rolling down a hill. What do you do?
How many shingles?
Yeah, about 6 of them on the street.
Coming towards us, scattered.
They appear to be attempting to murder a bunch of cultists who like mushrooms.
So they're distracted.
Yeah, they're not focusing on you at this stage.
Alright, well, I'm gonna... my machete was in that car.
That's a worry. The car is rolling down the hill on fire.
The car has the atomic bomb.
Can you get
your
machete?
Your machete and a rat man.
I'm Barbariana. Yes, I fucking can.
Right. It's a killing machine.
Get my machete back because it was lodged into the back of the driver's seat.
Mm.
That's number one.
Someone get the bomb out of the car.
Number two. Getting to that. Number two. I'm going to grab Ratman by the flaming pelt and just fling him into the snowdrift to put him out. And then three, I'm going to get the bomb out of the back of the car. And then let the car go.
Would you like to read a situation for bonuses?
Sure.
Because you got that marked, and I feel like some experience would be nice.
Sure. I don't know what that means, but sure.
So yeah, read a situation, you get to ask questions. Roll plus sharp. 8, 9, you get a question. Where'd that move sheet go? There it is.
Whoop!
So you have read a sitch. Pick a question. So, if your objective is either the machete or Ratman, read a sitch.
Yeah, don't roll.
So you get one question from that list. And it'll give you a plus one if you act in my advice. You could just blow up the car and take the shards of remnant.
But if she blows up the car, there's a potential atomic bomb in there.
It would essentially be a dirty bomb. I mean, it's not an atomic bomb. Oh, it is.
What do you know about atomic bombs, and what do you actually know? Has anyone actually mentioned this? You just, like, notice and be like...
You've noticed that the atomic bomb is resting
like
in the food because they can't close it properly.
Doesn't it look like a giant fish or something?
Giant metal fish, yeah.
Cool.
There is a bullet of epic proportions.
And it glows
in the back of your
because
car.
Of movie logic.
Right. So, Given
it's funny because I got my ANSTO background. I got my ANSTO security clearance this week.
Yay!
You get the radioactive stuff.
Yeah, so read it. What are you doing?
Which
I'm
question
just thinking,
do you want?
Given that there are three main things that I want to do before getting away from the car and going on a murder spree, I feel like best escape route / way in, way past is probably...
So best way in.
The one I want.
Alright.
The best way in to get my knife, get Pedro.
Incidentally, the knife and Pedro are in the same place, so yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to do all of that.
Yep.
In quick succession, then get away from the car.
All right.
Which is the priority?
If you can...
The machete. She listed it in priority.
Mm.
The machete is number one. All
right.
The grenade launcher and the magnum are strapped to my person at all times, so that's not a problem.
Okay, so if you don't blow up the car, if you hit that rear window fast enough, you'll go straight through. Then the machete and the Pedro are yours.
The machete and the Pedro. I love
yep.
that. All right. And then all I have to do is go back out through the back window, and I can take the bomb on the way through. I can at least
good
kick
luck.
It out of the boot.
Can you sort of kick off the front steering wheel?
I could if I really wanted to.
All right. So yes, to the machete. That's acting under fire. You get a plus one as well for your having read the sitch, so go ahead. Barbariana begins to gun it towards the rear window.
Hey!
I see an 8, plus 2 makes 10. Alright. You made it. From memory, you're wearing, like, medieval plate armor and a welding mask.
Not quite. Okay. I had a good long think about how exactly this works.
Okay. you may narrate. You narrate away, you got the 10 plus, you
so,
get what you want.
So just to explain, so this is what the gun logo looks like according to the thing. Barbariana does have, like, a full-face welding mask that she wears. She also has, like, as part of her helmet and body cloak stuff now, she's got the wolf of a giant mutant snow wolf. The pelt of a giant mutant snow wolf alpha that she killed before she ran into these freaks. Under that, she was friends with someone who had the last 3D printer on Earth, and they made her a set of custom armor. So she looks like she's somewhere between Dragon Age and Final Fantasy in her armor style class.
Of course, yeah.
Of course, because
it's my
course.
Favorite type of style.
Yeah. So. All of the swish of Final Fantasy, but the practicality of Dragon Age. Hey, Mary. I know, Si.
It's great. I've been doing this.
Anyway, she has a magnum on her left, machete sheath on her right, and a fuck-off enormous, beautiful, beautiful grenade launcher with infinite grenades called Belinda strapped to her back.
That's... Well, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you'll have
to. So that whole selection produces quite a bit of heavy metal weight.
I have
so
she's very strong.
Exactly, because you'd have to be carrying that shit
and
around.
Very hard and very sharp
and very cool.
So ultimately, what she does is now the car is coasting. The car can only coast so fast due to the inevitable wearing down of the universe. So what Barbariana does is carry it at a sprint and just sort of slams the faceplate down at the last moment and dives through that back window. The glass shatters around him. Yep, smashes through, grabs the machete, and sheaths it. Pedro is watching this whole episode on fire. Pedro, what do you do? She's now sitting next to you in the back seat. You're on fire. She is. She takes a moment to clean off the machete blade before sheathing it. She hasn't put you out. What do you do?
Good. That's what you do? Fantastic. Brace yourself, grab him by the scruff of the neck, kick out the door, and chuck him into a snowdrift to put him out.
Alright.
Are you accepting?
Yeah! You throw him into a snowdrift. Yep, go for that. That's fine. You are now in a car hurtling towards something. What are you doing?
Grabbed a bomb and
Barbariana.
I did just bust out the back window, yeah?
The back window is broken.
And you said the boot was up like this because the bomb is in it and it's fucking huge.
You can't close the boot with the bomb in there.
So it's open.
So you could just kick it out the back.
So I'm going to climb back out the back window, cut whatever ghetto strapping you've put onto the bomb to keep it in there, and just kind of ease it out onto the ground behind the car as it moves away.
The car is still moving.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So are you doing this from inside the car?
On top of
it's
the car.
It's a sedan, not a hatchback, so she actually has to be outside the car in order to get to the bed.
So I did just punch in the back windscreen.
You're sort of balancing on the roof of the car while trying to cut the bomb loose. That's another acting under fire. So much cool. So cool for this job.
Oh!
Ah, yep, okay.
11.
She's good.
Plus whatever else I'm adding to that.
So the armored figure slashes a couple of straps and seizes the bomb and dives off into a snowdrift as the giant metal contraption careens into the cult. In the meantime, Lemon.
A crazed half-naked lady just...
What was once a scantily clad figure before her clothing was slashed to pieces staggers into your workshop. What do you do? You'll notice I ask this question a lot.
Scantily clad person.
Yeah. That's pretty much what she does.
Yeah.
Spoilers! Spoilers!
I've had better days.
You've had, yeah. Well,
no,
I doubt that with your choices.
Hey, no slut shaming in this game.
That wasn't what I meant. I meant the fact that when she was tied to a bed, she decided that asking a glove was the most pertinent option.
And Wicked wasn't slut shaming, it was sort of a degree of slut pragmatism.
Yeah, it's not
therefore
slut choices.
Had better days.
This is just general choices.
Yeah.
Choice of jumping out of a vehicle that's moving.
Alright, so what do you do?
It's cool.
She staggers in as the cult's asleep.
So.
What is that?
I'm gonna aim something really scary at her.
What have you got in your workshop that is fucking terrifying but may not work?
Yeah, oh, well, everything may not work.
Yeah.
Mace! Like Morningstar mace.
A mace is, I feel, is a bit too efficient. I'm thinking some sort of particle
like
watch them jiggle.
No, I am like one of those people who just makes it the most complicated thing possible. Just
how do you like my railgun fueled on mushroom juice? I don't know.
I think that's suitable.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
So there's this terrifying hum and these like flashing electrical wires as you heft something and aim it at October.
And I'm just pulling a crank.
Yeah, you're cranking something to get some momentum.
I'm warning you.
Don't come any closer.
My arm's getting tired. What do you want?
Do you know the knock? Do the knock swiftly and live.
I go weird.
What?
How? Okay.
Why not just do this? Why not say I don't mean you any harm?
You can open your mind if you want. Good luck. I mean, why are you asking the psychic male for that?
Oh, are you asking what the knock is?
Yes,
I am asking the psychic male.
How can I get this person to accept me safely?
Because of the state I'm in, that seems most logical.
Okay, fair enough.
Good
luck. Or this with your top ripped open is maybe a bad choice.
Or
it is very cold now.
With my tattoos, that's just showing off.
My, would you look at these
breasts?
Don't they impress you?
Oh, that's not bad.
9, what's that, 10?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
They're not bad.
Alright. Yeah, so you are.
Alright, I wander and I see movement.
Like a mangled hydroponics bay and a extremely tall, very muscular woman cranking something aimed at you.
It has a little laser, so...
Yeah, I imagine it has a laser sight, yeah.
This enormous buff blacksmith of a woman who
yes.
Just, like...
Laser sight fires up, and
The bugs begin to crawl through the laser sight and through every other surface, and...
Ooh, rainbows and butterflies.
Rainbows and butterflies.
Dude, ask about the knock.
The ground seems really comfortable, and your hair is so lovely. You just want to run your fingers through it and keep your hands right on your head. And hit the dirt and stay there. And just roll around a little, maybe.
I like this floor. This
Wait,
is a
he got
nice
quite a good
floor.
Is this supposed to sway me?
Did he land on one
this
of the booby traps?
This is a nice
well,
floor.
No.
I like your floor.
The weird
By
is
the
telling
way,
him to surrender.
Okay, that's surrendering. Cool. Right, no. Okay, I get
He's
it.
He's rolling
it.
Around
just,
on the floor.
Just rolling
like
around on the floor, touching his head.
Psychic maelstrom convinced me
to
surrender without actually saying
He's just sitting there going...
So what he's done is... Please don't shoot me.
Okay, cool.
And then drop to his
Please
knees.
Don't.
And then face plant
the Shut
the
boobs a little bit.
And
just give it a bit of jiggle.
Yeah. And,
on the way down.
And I'm not sure if Lemma is into boobs, but in this cold environment, any patch of skin is going
it's
to be
like,
inviting. Ooh. So it's like... It's like, oh, they have skin. I didn't realize that was real under jackets.
I didn't know that still existed.
Well, seeing as Lemma has yet to see her own skin in years, because she's been in this
in
her full body suit.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not coming out of this. It's too damn cold.
Okay.
It's
well,
like, all right, through. So yes, the Skinner falls to the ground, hands on head.
Okay, I'm gonna... I don't trust you.
Open fire.
She didn't tie her up.
You didn't know the knock. That's a really good point.
Not again.
Wait, did the minions in the steam trunk go with her?
You probably... I suspect you let them out of the steam trunk,
cool.
Yes.
So I'm alone.
No, the ones in the cupboard are still in
the
your house.
The more people involved, the more often
they
got
tied
up.
I think I took all of them with me.
I'm pretty sure she took all... I let them out and said as long as they're going outside, as long as they're not here, it's fine.
Damn.
Oh good, there's lots of room for me to get tied up in a steam trunk.
Oh yeah! Put her in the cupboard!
Oh! Perfect.
Until you know what's going on with all
yes,
this.
Yes, so she surrendered, but I don't trust her. Mm.
So you shove her in a steam trunk.
So I'm going to shove her in a steam trunk.
Alright, so you stop cranking the potential railgun. October, how do you feel when she starts manhandling you?
I can pick you up with one hand, by the way.
Stop! The plague!
Oh yeah, because that's going to convince me to not put you in a cupboard.
Now, real fast!
Right, you just told me... You've dropped to the floor in a stupor and then said something about a plane. Like, okay, so I'm not touching you with my hands.
I'm going to touch you, by the way!
Blacksmith gloves!
Your metalworking gloves and just wrap
you
way,
in an old
shower
curtain that I have. And,
Wait, does
she have any significant... She has that glove, right?
Yeah, the glove is...
Can I, awesome glove. Can I use my thing speak to ask questions about the glove?
If you can get hold of it, yeah. Are you resisting her attempts to bundle you into a closet?
I am resisting nothing at this point.
Okay.
Cool.
So she's rolling you up in a sheet and putting you in the closet. Yeah.
You seem to be really good at this whole getting captured thing.
Someday we'll use it as our plan.
We're
going
to use
it. Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Yeah, feel free to thing speak on the glove.
You're assuming that I don't die today.
So I have to get a 10 plus.
Oh, well, yeah. A 7 to 9 is not
You've
so good.
You've lived this
but,
long. It wouldn't be that easy to kill you.
Yeah, but
I only get to... A 7 to 9, I get to ask 1. On a 10 plus, I get to ask 2.
Exactly.
Okay,
good,
never mind.
Ask away.
I'm there. Ask
so
away.
So while you are bundling her into a sheet, you get a good hold of the glove.
Okay, so I get to ask 3. Who made this?
It was made by the twin sisters, Mother Superior and Saint Sybil.
Oh dear.
Sybil's dead.
Shit.
Sybil who is dead.
Sybil is dead. Wait, so
how did Sybil die?
Very.
I can't ask that. I have a list of questions I'm allowed to ask.
Don't ask that.
Okay,
I'm gonna
ask this one. What's wrong with this and how might I fix it?
Alright. The violation glove is designed to allow ingress into someone else's mind. It depends what you want to do with it. I mean,
so it probably doesn't need fixing. It's pretty good.
It's good at that. I mean, the problem is currently it's worn by someone who isn't mentally capable of doing that.
Okay.
What you need is someone who is willing and capable to invade someone's mind. You need to put it on a psychic person for it to work.
That's all it is.
I kind of want the glove.
Love a psychic?
I've got one more question.
She's not a... You're a
follower. She's sympathetic to my...
Yeah, I'm not a follower. I just
you're
like...
You're sympathetic to where
like
I'm coming
from. I like being in an alliance with you. That's cool.
But I mean, by...
I mean,
the,
you see
the more
glove.
Time that you spend
yeah, I see
us,
the glove. I'm
the
still,
greater
I've got
your
one more
psychic
question.
Sort
okay.
of... openness is.
What has been done most recently with this or to this?
Oh dear.
Alright.
Do tell me.
It was used to transfer a mind from a dying body into a living one.
Oh shit, bro.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
That's not good for
that was
you
painful.
And my trust of you. That's not going
that
well
was
for
painful.
You.
So, let's have some
painful.
Fun. What does the psychic maelstrom look like to Lemma?
Oh, is it different to everyone?
It's different to everybody.
Cool. The psychic maelstrom is the thing you open your mind to,
yes, it's
right?
The thing you open your mind
how
to.
Oh my god, it's so
steampunk.
You don't have no idea.
So I'm seeing grinding gears and sort of pumping pistons. Yeah.
And lots of brass.
Lots of brass, okay.
Oh, the copper lining.
copper lining.
Alright, so you grab a hold
and
of it. As you're pushing this wincy little thing into the closet, your hand crushes down on the glove, and you hear that sort of weird grinding sound, and, you know, that those sort of crushing of pistons, and over again the glove screams, "You are mine. You are mine.
To me or to
you
her?
Are mine." To everything.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's nice.
It
what,
needs
was
a
that
box
not British
to...
enough response to you?
Put it in a box, put on some tea. Oh
my god, I bet I have a kettle somewhere in here.
You have a super kettle.
Oh,
oh
my god,
oh,
I am
oh,
so
oh.
making tea.
freaky gloves.
With
tea,
lasers.
Oh, I better make tea. Can I try and steal the glove?
That's going to be interesting. It's worth a shot, but yeah, you can if you like.
Oh, the psychic
charm. I don't have very good aggro,
yeah,
so...
It depends how you intend to steal it.
Well, it's psychic, right? So
the glove clearly has some sort of
it's
psychic.
It's clearly psychic, so I can do an open the brain, like, just
yeah, that'll
open
give
myself to it. Ask it. No.
That'll give you more info, probably.
Yeah,
it won't help you get it off
info.
The hand.
No,
yeah.
I don't. So
okay,
I've got to do something
I'm
under
not
fire.
I'm not actually in a state to actually recognize
that I'm trying to
Lemma at all.
You probably are. I mean, No,
I'm not in a state. I'm half possessed by the like my brain is like split at this point.
Yep, you're pretty. Close.
Sybil is fairly dominant at this
yeah.
stage. Yeah.
So, in effect, if I did steal the glove from her, I would essentially be doing her a favor.
Maybe.
Because...
It might, yeah. From previous established facts, it might also kill her.
Fred, are you having a good game with your whole, like, one roll?
I'm sorry, Marmot.
I'm just sitting there because I'm drunk. That's
cool. That's cool. Okay, maybe... Maybe I don't steal the glove. Oh, I want to try it. Do something under fire.
Do it under fire, and you are spooky intense, so fire away.
I roll versus weird.
Oh, you're attempting to interfere?
Yes.
Stop attacking the glove.
Eight,
so that's hex.
Versus hex?
Hex with, hex with,
plus one.
Lemma.
So nine versus nine.
So nine.
Yeah, but that's only minus one, so you still win.
So wait, that's an 8 plus 2 makes 10, minus 2 makes... Okay, so...
It's still plus...
Alright, so you try and struggle away.
Because it's versus weird, not cool, because you're cruel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Transfer, and never mind.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, so yes.
I won, anyway.
Yeah, you do win. You sort of pull the glove off and push it.
Sybil was trying to...
Removed from you.
I mean, come on.
Right, you
I want the glove off.
You push her into the closet, and
sort of wrench the glove off her hand.
Yeah. I recognize how dangerous this thing is because it freaks me out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put it in a box.
You try and shove it into a box.
Yeah.
And the universe around you, the pistons begin to pick up. There is an industrial screaming. And
also, I'm screaming.
The essential consequence of this is, October, you can't let... You don't. Look, there's three harm in this for you, so you're probably going to want to get that back.
Oh.
You need
I locked in a closet?
You pushed into the closet, but it's not yet been closed.
I come out of this closet, and I go straight for the goggles.
I'm wearing.
Oh, the goggles, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
You know,
why did you go for...
Hidden knives!
Never mind. I mean, they do have
I'm in
shit.
Thrash clothing, and I am not in a state of thinking.
No
shit.
Come on. I just wanted your glove.
I am having...
Yeah, understanding. It's always the way, isn't it?
Hey, I am having a breakdown here.
So you just look wildly.
Yeah.
You're lunging wildly
at me.
You hear Sybil screaming in your head, "Get it back, you can't lose that."
Just roll.
So are you attempting to seize the glove back by force or the goggles for some reason?
Yes.
What's your heart
seize
again?
Seize by force. Heart is zero.
So
when,
seven?
Seven.
Seven the glove.
Okay,
seven.
So you can attempt
face.
To interfere with October if you don't want that seized off you.
No,
will,
she can have
it
back. It
will probably hurt as a thing. She's lunging at you with a knife.
No, she can have it back.
Oh,
and
I have
the,
knives.
The,
oh, shit. Yeah.
She's lunging at you with knives
now
for the purposes.
She can have it back, but she ends up in the cupboard with the glove, and it's locked now.
All right, give it the interfere just to see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's your hex with October?
Zero. With everyone but Birdie.
All right.
Eight.
Eight, okay. So, yeah, that would be the minus two. Okay.
Minus two?
Right. It interferes minus two, generally. So, yeah, you sort of... She sort of flings herself at you. Yeah, I know. The thing is, you would have been stuck with a knife.
No, I was just questioning. I like where the plot is going.
So, to conclude this scene, you sort of toss the glove back into her face and then punch her through it back into the closet and lock it thoroughly.
Cool.
I take so much harm.
Yeah, you probably take one harm from the knuckles. I mean, you have the glove
from
back.
From knuckles?
Yeah.
That was just
I punched your own glove
Ooh.
Into your face.
I have...
knuckles still damage. All right. So...
Whoever they might belong
You're going
to
bleed out from knuckle damage now.
Bronwyn, while on the street you're being pelted with rocks...
I have an arrow in my stomach at the moment.
You have a hunting
so
knife in your stomach, yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm going to have to deal with that. How do I go about that?
There's a hunting knife in your stomach.
How much harm did I take?
One.
He won. Okay, I'm
gonna
take that.
Is there anyone around with medical?
Back to Doc Ock.
You've heard vague rumors of people who can heal you if you're injured. The only one you can think of is a maniac living in an old beauty salon on a hill. Doc Orange, who suffered a terrible tanning accident and is orange forever.
He
sounds
like
a cool
dude.
Thankfully,
his nuke didn't explode, though. So. Sounds like a Muppet. Sounds like you can trust that guy.
You can, as long as you're
rumors?
Willing to...
In the meantime, there's a melee going on. Your followers are being slaughtered by the shingles.
And
your companions don't eat all his winter.
And a car is hurtling down the road towards you. What do you
on
do?
Fire.
On fire.
You didn't know that. Though.
With a marmot inside. Oh, not with
no, the marmot is now free.
We've all
ground,
made mistakes.
Position and rock back and forth. You can see the car coming.
You're a leader!
So I could tell your compadres to get the fuck out of the way.
How you
and
doing,
let it go down the shingles. True.
How you doing,
true. I psychically communicate with my
this
people.
This is such a mess as a laser, it's great.
Inform them of the car.
I was about to say, you're not a fucking whack nut, but you are charismatic.
What happened to my followers?
The clicker's probably not going to be appropriate because that won't get them their attention in time. What do you do?
Can I open up the maelstrom?
Sure!
Yes.
If you want to, what do you want to do with it?
Communicate selectively with just the people that I trust.
It's worth a try.
But we
have psychic communication.
You have a
psychic connection, so I shouldn't actually have to open up the maelstrom.
Alternatively, could you shout at them? I mean,
yeah, but she doesn't want to inform the shingles that there's a.
They're reasonably aware of the car.
All right.
Okay. In that case, I'm just gonna yell.
It's on fire and hurtling towards you.
Yell to your lord.
Get out the way.
They are working their very best to do that. They dive to the sides. Yeah. Okay. What do you do as the car hurtles in your general direction?
I jump out of the way as well.
Worth a shot.
Do you land on top
to
of a mole
for that?
Not necessarily. Look.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look, the car is on fire.
Incredulous.
I
have to roll for that.
Incredulous, I think, is
that's
the word you're looking for. How did the bomb get out of the car?
You pulled it out. You sort of dived off the back of the car.
That's not what I wanted to do.
You wanted to cut the bomb loose, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to get the bomb out of the car.
Yeah.
Leave it on
the
ice and then ride the car into the melee. But that's fine.
To get the bomb out, you sort of had to jump out with it.
Do you have any healing experience?
No.
Nobody took the angel.
Doc Norman, how should we operate?
I can give you some cybernetics or something.
That is an option. I think infirmary is a possible upgrade.
Is
it?
I have a darning needle made of
my work.
Wolf bone and some cat gut.
You can have an infirmary. If not, it's an improvement you can get with experience. I can't remember. So yeah, the car is hurtling towards you. Is the plan just dive out of the way? Alright, you dive to the side.
Life
give me a plus cool.
To your workplace, and now you
can I can
work
throw the dice
people.
If you need me to.
There
I need that. I should go with that next.
It's a handy one.
Oh,
whoa!
I see a 5.
This one.
Yeah, you dive the ever loving fuck out of the
just take whatever dice
that
is highest.
Like the
you're
most
welcome.
Amazing kind of like
right
arabesque
yeah.
Swan dive.
I see you sort of collapsing
was
in.
Was it like a 12? Why?
Yeah.
Rolled a 10.
You sort of collapse into the snow. And the like you sort of meld effortlessly in a sort of snow angel, and the car doesn't. It just rolls over the snow without breaking it, and you are absolutely fine.
Amazing.
And you surge back to the top with belly a mark to show.
Like
yeah.
You are a leader, so people do look towards you. So that
yeah,
kind of
and
shows.
They
smooth
you,
as hell.
They see
yeah.
You pull this shit and go.
And
up.
Yeah, the car crashes into and flattens safety point beta. But, yeah, your followers are in a state
is
of disarray.
I'm calling it was just a shack.
It was basically a corrugated iron shack.
Is
was,
our
yeah.
Stuff okay? Do we still have our sheet metal?
The sheet metal is knocked down and your followers are in a state of disarray. What do you do?
Do I have the clicker with me?
You have the clicker.
So
most of the problem is that people
to
are attempting to
all,
yeah, kill them with hatchets. But yeah. That's most of where the disarray is coming from.
Please send me a message of some kind.
Yes.
Like, we did have those for
but
a reason, I
you're
feel.
You're fighting with some
no, no.
Glove.
She's in a cupboard. You don't know that.
Okay.
I'm in
okay.
A cupboard.
So
I have been significantly subdued.
What do you have to offer us in this situation? I mean, we're in a hand-to-hand combat, kind
she
of.
She has a...
Kind of, I have my
spinny
crank thing.
That might be a weapon,
but
we're not
might
sure.
Be a weapon, but
are you
not,
really
I
going
just...
to come out to meet us and help us?
Yeah, because
so...
you've got literally everything I want.
How badly do you want that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And those minions.
One, pretty hard. Like,
one
life's got
extra
pretty
person
boring
to help
right
us
now.
Against the shingles. You reckon you can make a difference?
I think so, with all my tech.
She's a killing machine.
Okay,
in that case, I grab my radio.
You grab your walkie-talkie, yeah.
And I call up Mama.
Alright, you call her up. What do you ask for?
Tell her what's going on.
You're calling me up for the walkie-talkie.
No, things are really bad.
Hey, girl!
Yeah,
I saw your Instagram
with Liz.
Hey, girl. She is
it
a
was
kind
mushrooms.
And gentle person. Thank you.
I'm
thank
a kind
you.
And gentle person. Save me.
Still with hunting knife in gut.
So, we have your shit, but we're trying to fight off the shingles. So,
okay. Will
you come and help us preserve what we have and preserve our numbers? Or preserve what we have with minimal loss to our numbers.
Okay, I mean, I don't super care about your numbers. Like, as long as you've got one or two left, I'm good.
We have the shit you want, though. But the more numbers...
And also the more leverage I have over you, because you need to feed them, and I have the food.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to come on out.
All right, you come on out.
She's still in a cupboard.
Having locked October in a cupboard. You sort of surge out onto the icy street. Pedro, how you doing? You're in a snowdrift. How you feeling about that?
Make a choice.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, if I'm trying to come out of this.
You're in a snowdrift in the middle of a fucking hatchet fight. Are you okay?
All right, I'll shoot someone. Where's my dice?
Who do you want to shoot?
Someone.
Anyone?
Some shingles, Red.
Shoot some shingles.
You are moderately successful. In fact, you are extremely successful. Yes, you cap a shingle guy.
Oh, sweet.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Do you want to cap another shingle guy?
I'm not going to smother you in snow for now, but yeah, you're just firing randomly out of a snowdrift.
Yeah, I'm going to cap a shingle guy.
Yeah, you probably kill someone.
Can it fall off a roof onto another person?
Can you mark the experience on that?
Oh, you had hard, didn't you?
Yeah.
What a dick.
That's why I was randomly shooting at things.
But yeah, as he falls on your body, you do suffer another point of harm. Good luck.
I think I'm about dead now, aren't I?
Getting pretty close.
Yeah, that's
I really need to
get there's always the debility option. But alright. How are you, Dent? You've watched your buddy. You watched Barbariana dive headlong into the back window, dropkick Pedro out the door, and then fly out again with the bomb in hand.
Essentially be incredibly badass.
Yeah.
Torn between running down the slope with my axe out, screaming about meat bicycles, or sitting down...
Did you say meat icicles?
Bicycles.
Yeah.
Or sitting down on the hill, watch the chaos as the Eurythmics play with I Saved the World Today. Roll of smoke or something.
I leave it entirely in your hands.
Are you licking mushrooms out of your pipe?
Mojo's dead.
He decided to sleep in
the snowstorm. I like that that's the way the drugs are taken in this world.
The pipe is important, but we don't remember how.
We just know that's how it's done.
I feel like I got lit by a berry and I have all the glory.
She's hugging an atomic bomb in a snowdrift.
So I jump over here.
Good on terms of glory.
She can have the radiation, and I can have the sweet, sweet violence.
All right.
Hey! I'm not going to be hugging that bomb forever. I was just getting it out of the car. As soon as I've landed and stopped moving.
Whoa! Liz, don't worry. The story's still about you. We're cool.
Good. I'm glad.
All right. So with your
side character,
with your
you are so the lead character in your own story. Unreal.
Excuse me. Can I just say, Barbariana?
She's a killing machine.
I have a fucking theme song, of course. I'm the main character.
Okay, so with your face,
I was really hoping that it was just going to be quiet.
I think you're all of a few hours.
With your face of horrifying violence, Dan, who do you target?
No, it's like I already know the theme song, but it's like she was calling for it, and so it's just like it's too obvious. I can't sing.
It would be funnier if they'd done it.
Them and their turducken, which you once gambled upon. Pond and fix the gambling of. Yeah, okay, kill them. Kill a wave. Seize it by force.
Yep. 11.
11.
Really?
You get 3.
Seize little harm. Looks scary as fuck,
yeah.
I guess.
Very well. Yeah, you sort of dive into the melee. You pop a couple of people's heads off. You get one by the sort of scalp and then repeatedly hack with a blunt side until his head comes off. Yeah, the shingles are in a distinctly losing side. A strange masked figure has sort of dived into the melee, Bronwyn. I should say Birdie. Birdie.
Wait, what's her full name again?
Bright Sorrow Weaver Bird.
Of course it is.
Yeah, Birdie. A strange masked figure has dived into the melee. Your followers are still disorganized as ever-loving fuck. But, and now the shingles are used to fighting as a group. You might describe them more as a pack of berserk wild animals. But an even larger berserk wild animal has dived into the midst of them. He looms over you with an axe that appears half stick and half buzzsaw. What do you do?
Is there any way to talk logic into him?
It's worth a shot.
Ooh, into him? No.
No. Not necessarily logic, but you are a... No, you're not a fucking whack nut yet. You can get that later. But,
are you a shroom user at
wax
all?
Nut, whack nuts here?
Not really.
Well, I'm good with people. I'm good with people.
You're good with
so...
people. It's worth a try.
No, Whacknut's a character in the story.
Whacknut is a character. He hasn't appeared. He's a little kid with a lazy eye.
Obviously.
He's one of my... He's one of my Oliver Twist type sculpture builders.
Do you have like a team of small
right,
children?
So,
what is Dent looking for? Is he after glory or
Dent has sensed
God,
murder and
belonging or
Dent is externalizing pain. And in fact, you've seen his soul. He is externalizing pain. In hurting lots of other people, he really hurt himself.
Single
so
black
he
tear trickles down
the craves the opportunity to be able to lash out against him to channel his anger.
In essence, he probably wants redemption.
God, what can we offer?
I'm putting words into your mouth, buddy, but I mean, they seemed about right.
I mean, look at his armor and who you have as an ally. His armor is made out of car parts.
Can I really offer your services, though? That doesn't seem like a particular...
All right, so Dent...
Interlude?
Dent and Birdie basically run into each other. How do you fare with that?
I'm going to barter with her stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Barter! Hey!
So, yeah, if I tell you that we work with an incredible techie inventor...
I'm going to say, Bronwyn, in the midst of a murderous bloodbath,
you probably
have about 3 seconds to make a pitch. how do you do it?
I can fix your armor!
It's probably about have about a sentence of throwing up your
hands. That's a good 3 words,
to be honest. Finally, the shingles will upgrade your stuff.
And that's all words that he'll understand, although he might miss one of them.
So yeah, it's a very quick pitch in the midst of
kill
a murder
me.
In the way, so just yeah. I see the prophetess sort of throwing up her hands
armor,
and saying something.
Armor upgrade for help against shingles.
How does...
Are you a wanted act?
Yes.
Too many words. Give me a second. Just imagine myself, like, diving through a window on another shingle and need to jump flying back out, like, a few seconds later, and then I climb through. What were you saying?
Now you have a chance to say one more sentence.
Yeah, just reiterate.
Armor upgrade for help against shingles.
Armor.
You realize that he's already helping.
Armor good. Shingles bad. Yes?
Yeah.
I like the argument of upgrade because it's not criticizing what he currently has. It's just saying that he could have even better.
Yeah, but
I could make you armor out of the car you just burned.
You realize he's already just killing shingles. He's not killing your followers. I don't know why you need to negotiate.
She's just making sure that he doesn't kill her followers. That's the point.
All you have to do is agree to not kill her.
At this point, judging by his track record, I would just stand back.
Bronwyn, Sai, this is your spotlight.
Armor upgrade for killing shingles.
She thinks you're slow, dude.
You said I have one sentence!
I know.
We'll upgrade your armor if you kill the shingles. Is that better? Is that less caveman speak?
I think she wants you to kill
the
all the shingles.
The cavemen are in town? Where are they?
They're the short, fat ones.
To be fair.
That's the shingles! I'm killing them now! Why are you hugging the bomb?
I'm getting up!
Why don't you hug me like that in the snow?
I'm not even gonna address that!
Not the time! Not the time or place!
Grenade launcher!
He just shoulders the grenade launcher and runs towards the shingles.
Yeah, background explosions. Why? I love that. Why don't you hug me in the snow?
Because I don't know you anymore.
Oh,
starfish has been floating.
What?
You're a space.
Who's the starfish? What?
There's an
someone
ocean.
Someone in dense insanity. We don't know.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
It's the fish that fell from the stars.
Well, yes, the starfish is the atomic bomb.
Okay.
Because the star metal is the explosive.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we
asked my question.
The star metal is the radioactive stuff.
Are you agreeing to
not kill
her?
Yes, I will help out for now.
Yeah.
Right, so Birdie throws up her hands and Dent decides not to kill her.
Not today! Ha
ha! I'm off to kill something else.
I have enough things to kill.
Yeah, Barbariana. You have emerged from your snowdrift atop the bomb. In honesty, the shingles are in a pretty bad state at this stage. You could probably finish off the last two or three of them.
Good.
Yeah, they are kind of jerks.
That's precisely what
kill
we should
them.
Do then.
Kill that fucking cunt.
Alright, Pedro.
I say
you
from
say
random
that. Alright, Pedro.
This drift is talking to me.
Alright, ghost of Pedro. I know
is,
you died in the fight. I will carry it on.
Is Coco. What's the status on Coco?
Polo.
Polo.
He's not a. Yeah, he's probably going to come in fairly soon.
No.
Oh. You're basically killing Lem's crew. I mean, Polo seemed rather aggressively aligned towards those guys.
Right, well, we're killing Lem's crew. I will kill the remaining whoever's.
Kill away.
You have to roll for that.
Yeah, seize by force. 8 plus much hard makes. Yeah, you get 3 options off the list. We had a list once upon a time.
It's right under
the... Right under the recording device.
Are they all grouped together or are they scattered?
They are, they're all grouped together.
Cool. Well, that makes
so
it
you get the
seize
by force option. So since you roll 10 or higher, you get 3 options.
In other setups, are they scattered?
Not really. No. In some games, the
rules I inflict
are
terrible harm.
That's terrible.
Muriel?
With a grenade launcher, is that not...
Oh, yeah, you're firing the fucking grenade launcher, aren't you? Aren't you? That's fucking apocalyptic again. I mean...
oh,
so
that's terrible!
So you say I had three.
You have 3 options off that list. I think there's only 4 options.
There's only
so
4, maybe. So basically I inflict terrible harm, suffer little harm, in fact, perhaps no harm, because I'm launching the grenade from where I'm standing and it's over there.
Well, between your armor and little harm, yes, you're basically getting through it.
And I don't think they have time to be impressed, dismayed, or frightened because they've just been killed. Exploded into lots of little shrapnel-y human bits. So I guess that means I take definite hold of the situation.
Maybe the community okay.
Alright, yes. You take definite hold of their lives. Okay. There is a brief flash of flames and horror. There are momentary screams before the bodies that made them disappear into red mist.
Zeus!
Nope, just me.
It's like, dude, it's just Barbariana. It's Gaia you've got to worry about.
She's a killing machine.
All right. So the night ends in fire and carnage. Standing on the field of battle are Dent, Pedro in a drift of snow, Birdie having watched Dent do terrible things with an axe, and Barbariana. For now, October remains locked in a closet, and just arriving on the scene is Lemma. What do you do?
If you don't let
her
go, we can never lose her again.
Well, if I never let her go, she could just stay in the closet for the rest of the game.
Well, Barbariana is going to reholster her grenade launcher.
At least we know where you are when you're here.
Pick up the atomic bomb one-handed, shoulder it, and walk
I
towards
feel like
Lemma.
I've been
and be like,
less effective per game.
Lemma, Barbariana has hefted the bomb and started carrying it towards you.
She's going to walk towards
you. It is dripping an ominous glowing liquid.
I'm just going to be like...
I am
Roll cool, not to get radiation poisoning.
Yeah. I'm gonna walk up to you and be like,
roll cool just to
right.
get past it.
I hate you. Are you the mechanic?
Cool, so you're the mechanic, yeah. right?
Yeah. Well, with all my, I'm gonna have. Can I have a satchel of tools?
I feel like some sort of tool belt is
oh,
kind
yes.
of mandatory.
Yeah, yeah. That's
I have
true.
A utility belt.
I have
be
a
like,
utility belt.
So you're the mechanic. Got something for you. Gonna be my
oh, I'm so interested.
Closing line for the night.
It's like you thunk the star metal fish down between you, and its glow spreads into the snow beneath you.
Mm.
Dent, Pedro, how you feeling? There's some good wine talk there, buddy.
Fred, are you still
GM
alive?
Has to keep cogent sentences. This is difficult.
So I feel like Pedro's alive.
Pedro's alive,
and would
but
you
he needs
a roll for that.
He needs medical attention.
Yeah, Pedro's in a bad way.
He needs medical attention. So does Birdie, because she has a hunting knife to the
I
gut.
I need an excuse to get a few more improvement, and then I can do
Everything
life support
hurts.
In my workshop.
Everything hurts.
That'd be cool.
I'm really
so,
hurt.
Dent, any additions?
He seriously would have a pretty killer base.
I feel like we're closing off. Any additions?
For whatever we want. Because
yeah.
I come with a pretty killer workshop.
You do come with a pretty killer workshop.
Got food, and it's got junk.
No,
almost.
Looking around, surveying the carnage.
Now.
It's we're a lot of carnage.
Yeah.
You're on top of
as
fucking mountain.
As soon as we have a healer or
something.
Yeah, you killed a lot of people who weren't gods, dude. That seems like a waste of time. I'm not sure what you're really working to achieve in this situation.
Don't let Pedro in your,
in my
greenhouse.
In my greenhouse? Why not?
He'll eat all your stuff.
October remains.
In a
closet. So, incidentally, we finally had a character who inflicted harm on another. So, October, you get plus one hex with Lemma. So, let's do the hex game. Yay!
Yay!
Pedro, who knows you better?
To be fair, that was the only character I interacted with.
Yeah, sorry about that. You did kind of get
plus
kidnapped.
One to me, so you get plus. Just turn it into a two.
Yeah.
Who knows you better, Pedro?
Bob.
Barbariana!
She's done things!
So I got plus two to Pedro now.
Yeah, you're known Pedro Thorough. Dent, who knows you better?
Probably Barbariana again.
She's a killing machine!
Look at you doing all the things.
All
Lemma,
things.
Who knows you better?
Well, probably still Birdie.
Birdie! Birdie has taken a nap, so I will.
I mean, totally! They did all the negotiations
name,
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Plus three now.
L-E-M-M-A.
October, who knows you better?
It's me. I've locked in my closet.
Yeah. Totally.
Everyone else abandoned her.
I
literally, that was the only person you interacted with, so.
I try. I do.
I mean.
You done good.
You interacted with another human being.
Who
didn't
wasn't
want
trying
to
kill
you.
Yeah, well, no.
Hey, there's nothing about me not trying to kill you.
Last episode, my interaction was Pedro.
Nuggets.
No, you really had to bring that back.
Yes.
Nuggets.
Anyway.
All right.
My
reaction was Pedro because I jumped out of his car.
Right, so,
that's the interaction.
Lemma, you know October better because so you get a plus one hex with October. If it gets to plus four, it ticks back to plus one and you get an experience. Barbariana, who knows you better?
Problem's Dent.
Dent, you get a plus one with Barbariana.
Yes, your own secrets now.
Oh, you've ticked over. Oh, the yes, four. And if you tick over, you get a secret. So, Barbariana, do you have a secret for the table? Some secret out of Barbariana's
past.
Before
you go back to
backstory.
You get an experience and then
backstory.
Everyone
make up some backstory.
Give backstories.
Okay. Oh, shit.
I've given Dent a sessions break on this as well, so if you want to make it up next time we record something, that's absolutely fine.
Good, because I got nothing.
Okay, fair enough.
So I bought the 3D printer.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
the
actually,
fucking metal 3D little. Printer, yeah.
I'll think
next
about
session.
It, but that's useful, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck. Okay.
All right, and Birdie, who knows you better?
Lemma, I'd say.
Lemma knows Birdie better.
Cool.
No shit.
Yeah, so you get plus one hex with Birdie.
Okay.
Ace, did we have a good time?
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a bit difficult to handle a group this size, and I apologize if you didn't get too much spotlight each, but how do we feel? Particularly the newbies, it is a bit of a thing to jump into. So.
Yeah.
Welcome to Gonzo Games.
Good.
It is
playing pretend as adults with a box of wine.
Yeah, the point of Apocalypse World is basically just make shit up and see what happens.
Yeah.
And
two boxes and a bowl of wine.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sorry, by the time you arrived everyone was dead, because there are two characters at the table who already specialize in making people dead. So,
it's cool. I'm going to try and upgrade to the point where I can heal people.
Yeah, the infirmary is a handy thing.
I think that's a really good next
it's
step.
It's a
really
massively good
yeah,
upgrade.
I'm going to do that. Like,
otherwise
first
we can't
choice.
Kill people.
Is
that something that sort of already...
Yeah, if I get enough improvement, I can add life support to my workspace, and now you can work.
You
have a surgery bench.
Keep rolling calls and weirds, which is not hard.
Well, no, I mean, that's your highlighted for this round, but next round there'll be different ones.
Okay. Well, let's try and get weird in there, because, yeah.
Absolutely. So, would you try it again, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's role-playing has always been something I wanted to do, because I play tons of board games, but, like, I just didn't have a solid... group of people that did it.
Oh, yeah. Apocalypse Worlds of...
It's
yeah.
board games without a board.
Yeah, well...
It's just games.
It's
great.
Just a game.
Apocalypse Worlds a bit of a funny one. You may... use these that often.
And this is the only experience
you
of
because Jack won't let me finish a sentence. you may have read the sex moves... They do exist, but
meh. We'll get there.
The only one that has been deployed has been Jax, although there has been
Jax.
Basically, he can hypnotize someone if his character has sex with them.
Yours is
you can essentially deploy things speak on a person if you have sex with them.
They automatically speak to you as though they were a thing. Oh, like my savvy head.
That's your savvy head special, yeah. Ball bags. The marmot is in pain.
In wine pain.
Wine-related pain.
Well, he has bled a lot this episode.
I don't know how long Pedro's going to last. It's probably for the best.
Get paper away.
Except for this one.
Except for the soaky paper.
Well, then that's it.
Oh, it's...
Adventures signing off. A good hour. 3 hours. Oh, shit.
We had a good run.
Yep.
Very nearly four.
Okay. Well, then. I'm just going to get
until next time.
You can find more of the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast at our website, liberationindustries.net. Our theme music is Analog Boys by T. Gamble. Go to see a freesfx.co.uk. Until next time, folks, this has been Liberation Industries. You cannot find us, we don't exist.